This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for some answers to questions. Maybe questions you haven't even thought of yet. That's part of the deal here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer is not here today, neither is Victoria. But we have the services of one Laura Banks, who's a well-known, she's well-known in lots of different circles. She's written books, she's done radio, she's done television, she's been in the movies. I want to be in pictures, la-di-da-di-da. So there's Laura on one side, and then there's Rich McFadden on the other side.
I've done nothing.
She's
done all this cool stuff. Yeah.
You've been associated with me for a long time, Rich.
Like I said. I've done nothing.
Very cute. If you didn't know it was bad, Richie, how bad could it possibly be?
Yeah, it gets much worse.
Under the circumstances. No. Speaking about things that are getting worse, the situation in Beirut, a lot of people are wondering about all these explosions taking place near a port in Beirut, which is the capital of Lebanon. Witnesses say a big mushroom cloud rose above the city. Imagine what you would be thinking. Put yourself in their position. This huge mushroom cloud. What we know, most of the world knows what mushroom clouds represent. In one way or another, they've learned. So this huge mushroom cloud over the city, a lot of people were hurt. There was a lot of flying glass and lots of debris.
Almost 100 dead and 3,000 injured.
Yep, yeah.
Wow.
Social media is flooded with reports of all of the collapsed buildings, ceilings. And this was, I saw something that indicated, 4 or 5 miles away from the blast site.
Yeah, there was in the ocean, they could feel it 4 or 5 miles away.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
So why? Who? What? The source.
Well,
could be. What about Beirut?
A pile of ammonium nitrate in a warehouse?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The fireworks that were in that warehouse, too. That's the stuff that took down the Oklahoma Federal Building.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what fertilizer is.
And there's only so many things you use that stuff for. So the stockpile of it in there. All right.
Trump may have kept a worse. Is your suggestion it could have kept something like this from happening somewhere else because it blew up where it was stockpiled?
Well, I mean, you got to wonder, why did they keep all this these chemicals here, and what were they doing with it, and why did it blow up? Was it just an accident in a fireworks factory? Don't think
did
so.
Somebody find out it was there and decide
did to Israel find out it was there? Mm-hmm. And decide, hey, listen, this place is creating bad things that get created all through the
bad mojo.
Region. Bad mojo. We need to take care of it.
Yeah. Speaking of bad mojo, I don't understand who comes up with these names for hurricanes. Who could pronounce Isaias? Isaias, is that? I've heard some weather guys through. Isaias, is that it?
I heard another one say it like that. Yeah. Isaias? Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it was Isaias.
What's the point?
Why can't they just name it Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
What's wrong with Bob?
What are you supposed to? Are we supposed to be distracted by the name?
We're being inclusive. Everybody has to get a turn.
Yeah. Even the Isaiases of the world.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Why? Because I say so.
You would think, though. I get it. I get it. Right. We have a much more diverse, world now, and it's not all Bobs and Jims anymore, Doug, and Rich and Doug. So,
Dudley,
I get it. But you would think that when it comes to a weather emergency situation, that they would want to give it a name that people can pronounce and tell other people about fairly easily.
Hello.
So, people aren't walking up to each other and going, look out for Hurricane Isis.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was, actually, at first. It was ISIS.
Yeah, if you want me to be able to relay an emergency to someone else, make it easy for me to say. I get it.
we're all saying it wrong. It looks like the National Hurricane Center says the pronunciation is E-I-E-S. E-I-E-S. It's even more crazy.
Well, what's the point of naming? Is it all we're so politically correct now? We're wrapped up in that stuff to the point we have to be name the hurricanes after somebody who nobody ever heard of? You know, it doesn't have to be Bob or Ralph.
I don't care if it's Hurricane Muhammad. I can say that.
Look out
for Hurricane Muhammad. Okay, yeah. It's coming. Right.
Yeah, don't. Has there ever been?
Don't make it an eye chart.
A Hurricane Muhammad? Has there ever been a hurricane?
No, but I'm sure there's going to be. Yeah. Huh. We're just a few letters away from him.
Right,
so it's coming. November. Right. November. Right. Look out.
The newspaper readers who used to read, I say used to, Bianca Zunis. You know who she is?
A hurricane.
No clue.
Well, actually, Hurricane Bianca wouldn't be bad, no. She was a cartoonist that had a comic strip in a couple of hundred newspapers. I never heard of her before, but I don't know who reads newspapers anymore, but it's a virtual comic strip. So she did a comic that basically portrayed the George Floyd reality, and she coupled it with a connection to the COVID mask controversy. Yeah. Basically, if you can't breathe the hologram over the cartoon, if you can't breathe, then take that silly mask off. And the reference was to wearing a mask. And, you know, it's one of these things, maybe you have to see it. The point of my focus on this is that because it offended 1,000 people, hundreds of newspapers who carried this have taken it off. Now, I don't know this woman. I don't really care how, you know, it works with her and what she thinks and all that other stuff. It's just another voice, another thought, which I think we need more of, not less of, whether you agree with them or not. But, doggone it, the newspapers have taken her column off, her comic strip off, because they got complaints. Can you imagine, Richie, how if we look back over the years of me being on the air, and I'm not a controversial host.
You wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I've said.
None of us would.
No. I mean, at what point does this stop?
Yeah, I mean, I used to do stand-up comedy back in, you know, I don't want to say how old I am, but in the early 80s, and you could do anything and say anything, and now you just can't. It's awful. It's awful.
Well, I lost a client because I referred to the virus as the Chinese virus. And this woman who happened to be Chinese said, "You're a racist." I was extraordinarily offended by her. She doesn't know me from Adam. She doesn't know how I think. She doesn't know the explanation that the audience knew of why I called it that. You can call it Wuhan virus, call it Rona, whatever, the Chinese communist. We started calling it the CCP virus because it was the Chinese Communist Party that originated it and the whole push by. But I just made it shorter by saying, "Oh, that's offensive to me. I'm Chinese." You know what? You need to kind of get a grip there, lady.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but it cost me thousands of dollars. Because, and they don't have any place to put the stories that I was telling with them. They don't have any place to put it. They get the kind of coverage, but it's that sort of thing.
What you're starting to see, though, is that comedians are fighting back. Yeah, comedians are saying, you know what? We are being shut down, silenced, and comedy's always kind of been the forefront of open conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And when comedians get shut down and they start fighting back, that's when you know it's getting serious.
The psychology of it, Richie.
Yeah, but I think you're seeing a pushback on all this. I'm offended over everything conversation.
I mean, George Carlin today, can you imagine?
Yeah, oh, my God.
The greatest comics of our time.
Dave Chappelle, thank you.
Yep, I like Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's had enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the other bigger comedians have had enough. And they're all fighting back, and they're all going online, and they're all talking to 15 and 16 and 17-year-old kids on YouTube and through podcasts and saying, You're way overreacting.
You're being trained, overtrained.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's another example. I saw a story here locally about a white woman who got her hair done like black women get their hair done. I mean, you'll have to help me with this, Laura, because I don't know what happens when they make it explode, kind of. What is that called when the hair goes way out?
A frizzy? I don't know.
Yeah,
afro?
Maybe a frizzy.
What are we talking about?
An afro. Afro.
Okay.
That's, yes. An afro.
Wow.
Wow, we are white.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Doug Steffen, you are the whitest guy I've ever known in my life.
Yeah. Well, and that was after some guy called and asked you on the air whether I was black or not.
We had a
right?
guy,
that was,
yeah, like 15 yeah. years ago, calling. Yeah. He was shocked to find out Doug was a white guy. I thought he was black.
Yeah.
All right, like,
so anyway.
I can assure you.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, this controversy, this woman was basically shut down by some other women who were, they were black, they were in this beauty salon, and they were getting their afro or whatever it is done, and the woman wanted her blonde hair done in the afro. And the black women who were in there, they were all over this white woman because she had the audacity to get a black hairstyle. Where are we going with this?
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Where are we going with this nonsense? Who the hell are you? You don't own that woman's hair. You know, just because she's...
I thought that's what we were fighting against, is the ability to be able to
right.
do anything,
but you know,
and be
what?
Anyone that you
I
want.
I would think they'd take it as a compliment. This woman looks at their hairdo and likes it and says, I want my hair to look like that.
Yeah, I
want, no, you're a
I want to look like you.
Well,
yeah.
And then what are we allowed to say about it? Like, here I am on radio, and what do I really want to say? I don't know what I really want to say.
I say what I think.
Well, back to the previous point. The reason you're successful, Doug, you lose thousands of dollars because of the Chinese comment, but the same compelling piece about you is what makes you money is because you will speak your mind. And if you don't have a point of view, and if you're not willing to go the firing line, then you can't be on radio. You got to be able to speak your truth.
Mm. Well, at least when I do speak is what I really feel. Rich will tell you that. I don't make it up. It is.
But now they're covering stories about some white woman wanting an afro and making that news, and then what am I supposed to say about that? Well, that will get me in trouble, and it becomes a stupid loop, you know?
You have to dance the dance right now, and you have to be able to walk the wire and know when you're going to step into dangerous territory, because it will cost you your career. We're seeing it all the time, people being thrown off of TV and radio.
Radio?
Because
they
say something that's out of bounds. Whereas, you know, back in the day, you know, you were encouraged to step over that line.
That was why he looked at when he said what he did about the basketball players, and then he got fired his hand, he was very confused. And said publicly and privately, wait a minute, didn't you hire me to do this stuff? What happened?
Yeah,
You
know, that was a statement that was out there, but that was what Imus did.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
He made those statements for years. But now it's not even that. Now it's this conversation we're having right here. Somebody's going to be offended. Somebody's going to call a complaint.
Help yourself.
And somebody could lose their job.
Not me. Not you.
Well, maybe I'll lose my job. But, you know, it's that pendulum swing again, right? We're back. I don't even have But it's, it'll come back around again, and it will.
At MyPillow.com, special deal for their MyPillow bed toppers. The mattress toppers that you've heard a lot of people talking about. A lot of information about it at MyPillow.com. This is the premium pillow company, not only for you, for your family, for your pets. Everything you can imagine, but these pillow toppers, I'm sorry, the bed topper, well, they're like a pillow, it's like a soft pillow spread out on top of your bed, right? And you need to have a mattress topper, the mattress and the topper, and then your sheets. It softens the blow, if you will. I find that the company, because it is an American company, all the stuff's made here, the 60-day guarantee that nobody else in the business has. The fill in the pillows itself. There are four different loft levels. 10-year limited warranty, 60-day guarantee, money-back guarantee. And with the mattress toppers, they are custom fit. The sizing needs to be appropriate. Order the right size, and boy, will it make your sleep that much better. Check it all out in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Buy them with the BOGO deal using...
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility. which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I love any reference to McCartney. Cool stuff. So, the Glastonbury Festival, I was talking to somebody last night about how the city of Glastonbury, you may know this, Laura. Laura Banks here, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the DJV show. The straight line that goes from Southampton up to the northeast coast of England, and on that line. Glastonbury is at the end of it, but Stonehenge and all of the other like facilities that were built the way Stonehenge was, the Druid monuments, there's an island down near Southampton where it's very, very, it's amazingly spiritual. So anyway, I talk about it because there's reference to the Glastonbury Festival and Music News today, the biggest music event there. Celebrating its 50th anniversary, it was supposed to, but it was canceled. McCartney was supposed to be there. Taylor Swift was supposed to be there. Kendrick Lamar was supposed to be there. This was not a course of action that they wanted to take, said the organizers in a statement. But it's the virus. It's because the problem is growing. I mean, England has made a mess of it. We think it was badly handled here. Wow. Boris Johnson made a mess of things. They're trying to catch up, and they're avoiding all kinds of large public gatherings there. And actually, people in England are being encouraged to self-isolate. Museums and theaters are shut down. Many had hoped matters would improve by the time the festival was supposed to begin, but they didn't. So next year, I guess they're going to have the same thing. But if you've never been to Glastonbury, one of the most spiritually moving places, the history that's there, fascinating. I was there on Halloween. Ooh. And the Halloween parade. I mean, it was
fun.
Oh my God, you're talking about Mondo Bizarro. It really, really was. All right, 25 and change after the hour here on the DJV program with our focus on Katy Perry now. She's the subject, the cover story in this week's People magazine. She talks about motherhood, finding unconditional love with Orlando Bloom, and the joy of doing a new album. I guess it's called Smile. I don't know where I am with Katy Perry. I think I really like her. Sometimes she impacts me the way Pink does. There's something about Pink that grabs me. I was talking about Taylor Swift earlier. And Taylor Perry, a lot of controversy, I mean, Katy Perry, because she seems to be, you know, one of these up-and-down people. But who isn't, frankly, under the circumstances?
What do you mean up-and-down?
She's moody, apparently. You know,
I can't ever get a good read on her. I like her. She's cool. Sometimes she's a little kooky, and I'm like, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think in general she's pretty funny.
Yeah, and she's attractive.
I like her on American Idol. She's very generous on American Idol with people and their comments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, she was going to have a destination wedding for her and Orlando Bloom, who, by the way, Richie was one of the original interested parties in my adventure on the farm, because he's friends with some my son and a few other guys
cool.
that are involved in it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Where's the? He says, "Where? How much do I put into this check?" Anyway,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So anyhow, the Perry thing is interesting because she said that she was living through the darkest years of her life, and now she's well equipped to handle the curveballs that come her way. I don't know. I guess she means her personal life. Although she must be happy with this guy. She's having a baby with him, right?
Yeah. Well, she, you know, she left Russell Brand. That was an awful situation with a huge wedding in India that went south. And so she had to recover from that. And as a Scorpio, she's not going to recover easily.
No.
She runs very, very deep. She's very, very sensitive. And I think that's why she's so over the top with outfits and showy and illustrative, because she really isn't that. She's very sensitive.
Yeah. Sensitive new age girl, then. Katy Perry story. Check out People Magazine 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm named Isa Ears is now a post-tropical cyclone, heading into Canada where it's expected to quickly dissipate. But it left at least six people dead in the United States, more than 3 million customers without power still. The storm came ashore Monday in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then moved up the mid-Atlantic into the southern New York City area, where in Connecticut over 600,000 utility customers are still without power from the storm. Here's an Eversource Energy spokesman.
We always make outreach to mutual aid and expect to be able to have assistance when we need it.
The official death toll stands at least 100 after a massive explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. The blast blamed on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was being stored at that location for years. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Half 34 after the hour here on the Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Let me get Tuesday. Today's the 5th of August. Hi. Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, otherwise known as R. McFadden, or he's known as Dad, or he's known as USOB.
That one comes alive, yeah.
Ways, yeah. Laura Banks, quite the entertainer here because both Jennifer and Victoria are not with us today. Expect that they'll be back on tomorrow. In the meantime, the attention still on more things with each passing minute on that bombing in Beirut. Looks to me like Hiroshima. Some of the pictures that you are looking at that were close in to where this thing may have been an accident. I'm betting it wasn't.
I'm going to agree
somebody,
with you.
Somebody found out what was going on, and bingo, bango, see you later. Apparently, there was a public warning that's been floating around that there was a Russian bomb factory in the port. Did you see that? Somehow or other, the Russians are involved in this one way or another. Well, the Russians are up to their Mickey and all the mischief. I mean, come on. Between them and the Chinese. You see the story today, the leader of the Communist Party has called on Americans to vote for Joe Biden. That's sure to get him a lot of votes.
The leader of the U.S. Communist Party.
Revolutionary Communist Party. Right. What did I say? I said Chinese. Sorry.
No, you just said communist.
Oh, okay. The American.
The United States commies are backing Biden.
Let's go for Joe Biden. That'll do him a lot of good. Yeah, I'm sure.
That probably came from some outside source. That's wrong.
What? You don't think that was actually... Yeah, well, it's something to start. It's a rumor, you know, whether it was said or not. It doesn't have to be true.
They just got a $20,000 campaign contribution from Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
You would do that.
Hey, speaking about the election, I want to know where the three of you are. Laura, you live down in Florida. Richie's in Virginia. I'm in Massachusetts. I don't know if I'm dead set against this mail-in thing, but it's so full of all kinds of, at least here, what I can see is a mess. Plus the fact that if you mail out ballots or you have people mailing in their ballot a month before the election, how do you know what's going to happen in the next month? There could be all kinds of things. I'm working on a local referendum question here in my hometown to get a Community Preservation Act, which is on the ballot, passed, so people can support saving land and you know, old historic buildings, that kind of stuff. And, you know, if it's going to take us every minute between now and November, is it 5th? November 5th, I think, is the election, 3 months from today, to get the information out to people so they make an intelligent decision. And so we have a month less to do that. I think that this thing is anti-everything. It's unconstitutional. I can't imagine this is constitutional. You're taking away, without people knowing it, through the mail-in voting, their right to make decisions. I think this is nothing but wrong across the board. So what are they doing down in Fairfax County where you live, Richie?
Oh, they're encouraging mail-in voting.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are going to do it.
Benefit?
And it's across party lines. You know who it benefits, and I do see a purpose for it or a use for it, is it benefits the elderly who can't get out, can't get to the polling.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in danger of being exposed to corona. You know, okay, so there. I got that.
But after that.
Personally, you know, I don't trust. I want to go in. I want to put that ballot in the little machine. I want to see my vote count. I don't trust dropping it in a mailbox that my vote was counted.
Yeah,
that's for me personally. That's
the
thing. I
want to see it go into the box. I want to see what number my ballot is.
I want to know I got
in the box.
See, I'm the opposite. I think it's good. I think encouraging mail-in voting is fine. They encourage it down here. No, they don't encourage anything in a Republican state that's more blue state. But I got something in the mail. I could do it either way. I mean, we're dealing in such a complex time where now where people would go to vote in more of the African-American
communities. But don't you think
they're making them stand in line for 2 hours?
If they do it a month early. If they do it maybe 2 days or 3 days early, you send it in 2 or 3 days early, that's okay. But a month early?
Well, why not? What's the difference?
Because there are a lot of, I just was talking about the issues that can change people. There could be events that go on that allow people to change their mind or mandate
change their mind
people
against Donald Trump would be impossible for me.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
Laura,
about, I just made a reference to the local stuff going on here in my
local
community.
I agree.
Well, so, what did you say, Richie?
Waiting in line for 2 and 3 hours? I mean, I'm in and out in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Yeah.
Well, there were news reports on the national news that there were definitely issues in more of the poor communities around voting or buildings and places.
Well, okay. That's because the people who run the process are corrupt. Get them the hell out of those jobs so that they run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Let's follow this. Okay. So in those communities, they are unable to run an efficient voting system live in person.
And Florida
what
is,
makes you
is
think
known that for
they're going to be able to run a mail-in system any more efficiently. That's my concern, is that if you're having to wait in line 2 and 3 hours because somebody can't run the polling station properly, how are they going to manage mail-in ballots? And that's
The reports I've heard and seen, there's never been a big issue with mail-in votes being fraudulent. There's just not a history of it. Show me the history where that's been a problem.
Of course there are.
That's because they haven't done it in large measure.
I can give you 10 friends off of the top of my head where they've received a ballot for somebody who doesn't live in that house anymore.
And they don't mail it in.
Or they received a ballot for their mom who passed away 6 months ago. Or, you know, and there's just all kinds of stuff.
But is it so much better in a system that can't count them when people walk into buildings? So I don't know that there's
But again, back to the root of the problem, you're masking it. You're putting vanilla ice cream over something that is a problem, an inherent problem of management. The government is paid. We pay taxes. And Florida, I remember having been a resident of Palm Beach County for years and years and years, voting down there, and the screw-ups, these are full-time people that are supposed to manage it, and whether it's the Chad, whatever, they lose ballots, whether they screw, I mean, come on.
At what point do you stop that problem
putting up with this crap?
I don't see that fixing the original problem. I say we fix the original problem, and at some point, yes, if we can rely on mail-in voting, I had a friend last week post a picture of a ballot they received at their house for somebody who doesn't live there anymore. Mm-hmm. Let's say I just fill it out and send it back in. What's to stop me?
And by the way, the Postal Service is about to go under again. So I could see you want to have the perfect storm? You got all these people with their ballot. Okay, I got to mail my ballot. Oops, wait a minute. The Postal Service is going on strike. There are two disputes now that are going on. There's a showdown coming in the next month or so between the unions. You know, the guy who was the president of the union was on TV last night, I forget what his name is, talking about the disputes, but wanting the stuff to come to a head. They want money for the Postal Service in the next stimulus deal to shore up their financial situation. Already, the taxpayer shores them up to the point, I think it's $1.4 billion or $1.6 billion a year. And we paid all of their, we, you and me, the taxpayer, paid all of their retirement funds way in advance. These people, it's like school teachers or firemen and police. At this point in life, we need to be getting rid of these easy exit packages. After you've been there 30 years, you go out in full pension or 96. Come on. I can't do that. I can't do, Richie, you can't do that.
Nope.
Laura, you can't do that.
No.
So why should those people, I mean, come on, working in the post office is stressful? Where does it say that? Show me where it is. Walking into, and I always use this as an example, the Santa Monica post office is like going into the Star Wars bar scene. There's so many people in there, none of them can speak English. Lots of Koreans, lots of Chinese. I mean, okay, that's great for the people who are Chinese and Arabic, whatever. But I can't find somebody. When I go in there to buy stamps, please sell me a roll of stamps. And they get a sheet out from the drawer. No, I want a roll of stamps. And he looks at me, and this guy, I'm not voting on the mail. It's not going to happen.
Well, my bigger concern is Donald Trump and what's his agenda, and saying that it's going to be voter fraud all across the boards, and, you know, he's trying
well,
to... Well,
why is it,
no
it's not to be believed
right
because
be
he
stopping.
Says it?
It... You know, here's the thing. 3.2 million ballots were cast in Washington in 2018, and only 0.004% of the total ballots cast may have been fraudulent. I don't think this is a big an issue. I think the bigger issue is what else I'm looking at, which is why is Trump now making this such a big story?
Well, Trump was dumb enough to suggest that we move the election. Come on. That really puts him into position. That was a stupid move on his part. Come on. Who's going to buy that? And all of the people, you play right into the hands of people say, he wants to become a dictator like Putin. He's going to destroy the election,
right.
And there's going to be an election. And, you know, that kind of stuff. No, he can't. That will never.
Well, why does he care about voting unless he's got another way he can screw it up? He can secretly do something.
He is not the best president we've ever had. May not be the worst. May be somewhat demonic. But there are things that not everything he does, even though a lot of people think every breath he takes is one too many. he's not. He's He's not, he may not be the greatest president that we've ever had, but he's not as bad as those who demonize him think he is. And with that, I want to talk about losing weight. Calitrin assists your body, Laura. Richie, you can use it. Well, Laura's in pretty good shape. Richie, you can use this.
Sure, why not? Yeah,
no drugs.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's it. No drugs, no stimulants. This is something that benefits. Not only is it good to help you lose weight over the long haul, but it's also very good for the rest of your system. I take it in part because it has collagen protein in it. You know, as you get older, Richie, you'll notice this pretty soon, your skin starts to get wrinkly. Wrinkle,
yeah.
Wrinkle, wrinkle. It's like twinkle, twinkle, little star. Wrinkle, wrinkle, what are you doing to my body? So I have taken on the offensive, taking more Calitrin because the main ingredient is collagen protein, and that helps you to not have wrinkles. It's as simple as that. They recommend using a 90-day supply to get your weight where it needs to be, and then another 90 days. That's what I recommend from my experience. It's a six-month program to train your body. You get rid of the weight in the first 3 months, but then another 3 months, and maybe even take 6 months to get your body used to not having that weight packed back on again. And there's so many other benefits. And by the way, the best thing about having the six-month program is you only pay for three anyway, because their BOGO deal going on right now. You buy three, and you get 3 months free. TopLoss.com is the website. Go there. Use the code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping. You get the Summer Sizzler deal. Buy three, get three free. Everybody in the family can use it to get their weight where it needs to be and to keep it there. And the best thing is it's all natural. No stimulants, no drugs. All around the world, Calitrin is recognized as the healthiest way to lose weight. So get on it, boys and girls. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you're on your way to great health.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Tech has changed virtually everything in our lives today, including health, wellness, and fitness. And from counting calories to counting steps, did you know that tech is also a big part of the WW or Weight Watchers program? Kevin O'Brien from WW explains.
At the core of our program are proprietary algorithms built over decades as it relates to people's weight loss and healthy habits. And that in and of itself, I guess, is a form of technology. But more obviously is the way we make use of technology to bring the program to our members on a day-to-day basis. What's magic, I think, about WW is the way it helps simplify the decisions that somebody needs to make about being healthier and about achieving a healthy weight. All of our members are on the app, and some of our members are going to workshops every week. And really, the app simplifies working with the program. It allows our members to take the program where they want to go. It lets them take them with them.
And the workshops are free to check out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Couple of COVID quickies here. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has mandated all students, when they go back to school next month, must wear masks. K through 12, everybody wears a mask. So, and I think that's practical, frankly. I think it's a good idea. Also, on the cruise front, who would be dumb enough to want to go on a cruise? But they got them. Matter of fact, a lot of people in on the coast of Norway, Norwegian cruise ship, have tested positive for COVID after the cruise line said the crew didn't follow internal procedures. So a lot of people getting sick. Don't go on a cruise now.
Yeah.
That's silly. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Where's Chucker? Oh, someday my prince will come. Wait a minute, my prince is already here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is on Movie Moments here on the DJV program. Laura Banks is here with me. She's a movie star. Did you know that? Laura, you've been on with Chucker before, right? Didn't you spend some time with him the last time you were here?
Maybe.
I'm trying to remember whether you did or you didn't. And we told Chucker that you were Khan's girlfriend in The Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you remember that conversation, Chucker? Maybe you didn't have it.
I do not. I don't either.
All right, well, Chuck Curry, meet Laura Banks, who, among other things, has been in lots of movies and TV shows. She was Shatner's girlfriend off the screen, but she was Khan's girlfriend on screen.
Busy girl.
Very busy.
Very cool.
Right. All right, so why are we playing the music from the Disney folks? What's going on?
I thought yesterday a big story broke where Disney has announced that their live-action movie Mulan, which is a $200 million production, Doug, will bypass movie theaters, obviously due to Corona this year, but they're not even going to hold it till next year. Going to release it on their Disney Plus streaming service, which is $12.99, and charge an additional fee of, I believe, $30 to watch the live-action version of Mulan. Now, here's the thing. If Disney cannot wait to get back their $200 million, that tells you a lot about what's going on in the industry, because there's no way they're going to recoup $200 million selling this on the, for streaming. And the question is, what is the price point barometer? Would you pay $30 for a streaming film, despite the fact that it's a highly anticipated movie like Mulan? Would you pay $30 for Wonder Woman 1984, the new James Bond movie? I don't know. It seems like if you go past 1999, I think you're going to have a lot of resistance among the general masses. Thoughts on that?
Resistance. I'll resist because I don't want to do it. I'm not even going to pay money, although that may sound a little bit hypocritical because I've got a lot of services. I think I have four or five services on my TV now. Laura, what do you have for services that you pay extra for?
HBO, I play Netflix, Prime. I think the times will move into that direction if we have to. I think it won't happen overnight. But if they're not spending going out to restaurants or theaters, then they've got the extra money. They probably can, you know, it's just like, yeah, you know, I maybe not right away. But what do you think, Chuck?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Universal cut a deal last week with AMC Theaters where they're going to go to a 17-day window, which means when they do release films in theaters after 17 days, Universal has a right to put that movie back on a streaming device. I think all studios eventually will follow suit with every major chain. That'll probably be commonplace sooner than later. But the thing is, when you spend, a studio spends, like give example, Warner Brothers spent over $200 million on Chris Nolan's movie Tenet, I don't think streaming alone can recoup that cost. They need worldwide box office. So Disney clearly feels there's going to be no major releases in theaters in 2020. And most likely, yeah, I have to believe off this announcement, feel there's a good chance they don't believe movies are going to play in theaters on a mass scale, at least for the first quarter of 2021. So
does that jam up a lot of really good movies that we all want to see?
You got Wonder Woman 1984. You got the newest James Bond movie. You got A Quiet Place 2. You got Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story and a whole host of other films. But the question is, if this is the way the industry goes, I have to believe that a lot of movies will be made at a much more moderate budget.
That's what I would
think. $50 and $100 million, no more. I cannot see $200 million movies being produced if there's only a streaming way of getting their money back.
Which would be great. It's sort of breaking down the monopoly. It would be fantastic if that happened.
Yeah, but I want to see the big blockbusters in the movie theater.
I do, too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, this week is the 20... Let me see what I have here as far as anniversaries are concerned. 20 years ago, I've never pronounced this right, or I always stumble on it. Coyote Ugly.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, because I remember going to see that film in the theater. Critics pounced on that movie. I really like it. I still think it's enjoyable. And the lead actress in that movie, her name is Piper Perabo.
Perabo.
It's tremendously appealing.
Tyra
tremendously
Banks was
appealing.
In it. Maria Bello, Bridget Monaghan.
Yeah.
That's an interesting cast.
And John Goodman played her father, and he was really good in that film. That movie's still very entertaining. It's very sweet. Has a lot of heart. Critics hated it. The public liked it. And I think she should have been a huge name in the industry after that movie.
She was.
She was really good in that film. No,
what was it? It was about a bartender, right? What was the story about?
And
what
was it? It was about a certain type of bar in Lower Manhattan, where the waitresses got up on the bar and danced, and it was very good. It was a very entertaining movie.
Huh. Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Well, I can see you enjoying it, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the DJV program. Laura Banks, thank you for being here.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.